smack.
Now, the host of Count Pointer Count, John Nelson.
So the guy becomes the lead all over again. Seven is now facing six, if you want to add up the charges, if he's convicted of all of them. And if you read the 18-page indictment released by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia, it's some pretty nasty stuff. How nasty can it get, and how nasty will it be? Answers after this.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
18 pages, two charges, possibly 6 years in prison, fines of $350,000, restitution, and probably a whole lot of property seized. That could be the maximum for the four people charged in what is known as the Michael Vick case in the state of Virginia, U.S. of A. versus Pernell Peace, a.k.a. P-Funk and Funk, Quanis L. Phillips, a.k.a. Q, Tony Taylor, a.k.a. T, and Michael Vick, a.k.a. Uki. Timetable for all of this, probably going to go down in another couple of weeks. The Rocket Docket, as it's called in Richmond, will set a time where these four gentlemen will have to appear, surrender, have their pictures taken, run the gauntlet, and figure out when a hearing is going to be had on their behalf to decide this particular case. And if you read the 18-page indictment, which I would recommend that you do, you see that the treatment of dogs, as alleged by the U.S. Attorney's Office, is nothing less than inhuman. And if it is found out that any of these four gentlemen were guilty of these charges, they deserve their fates, whatever the fate is and whatever the legal system gives to them. The NFL has decided to kind of lie in wait for a little while, although in the cases of Pac-Man Jones in the past, cases of Tank Johnson in the past, bunch of other teams making individual decisions, there's a lack of patience. The Cincinnati Bengals have exercised a lack of patience with some of their players. The Miami Dolphins exercised a lack of patience in some of their players. The Atlanta Falcons are exercising patience because they know, A, the cap hit will be huge, B, there will be fallout, C, people will be walking away from the Georgia Dome having bought season tickets and might be asking for refunds. So the Falcons know everything's laid on the table. They just hope that when they roll the dice, it doesn't come up snake eyes. Same for 7. 7's hoping for 11. Those are my thoughts. I welcome yours.
Count Pointer Count on the World Internet Radio Network and Podomatic.com.